Part 1. You will hear a representative from a train company talking to a woman about her train journey. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 6. Now listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 6.
Hello. Do you mind if I ask you some questions about your journey today? We're doing a customer satisfaction survey.
Yes, OK. I've got about 10 minutes before my train home leaves. I'm on a day trip.
Great. Thank you. So, first of all, could you tell me your name?
It's Sophie Bird.
Thank you. And would you mind telling me what you do?
I'm a journalist.
Oh, really? That must be interesting.
Yes, it is.
So, was the reason for your visit here today work?
Actually, it's my day off. I came here to do some shopping.
Oh, right.
But I do sometimes come here for work.
OK. Now, I'd like to ask some questions about your journey today, if that's OK.
Yes, no problem.
Right. So, can you tell me which station you're travelling back to?
Stormfirth, where I live.
Ah, can I just check the spelling? Staunfirth?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And you travelled from there this morning?
Yes.
OK, good. Next, can I ask what kind of ticket you bought? I assume it wasn't a season ticket, as you don't travel every day.
That's right. No, I just got a normal return ticket. I don't have a rail card, so I didn't get any discount. I keep meaning to get one because it's a lot cheaper.
Yes, you'd have saved 20% on your ticket today. So you paid the full price for your ticket?
I paid £23.70.
OK. Do you think that's good value for money?
Not really. I think it's too much for a journey that only takes 45 minutes.
Yes, that's one of the main complaints we get. So you didn't buy your ticket in advance?
No. I know it's cheaper if you buy a week in advance, but I didn't know I was coming then.
I know. You can't always plan ahead. So, did you buy it this morning?
No, it was yesterday.
Right. And do you usually buy your tickets at the station?
Well, I do usually, but the ticket office closes early and I hate using ticket machines. I think ticket offices should be open for longer hours. There's always a queue for the machines and they're often out of order.
A lot of customers are saying the same thing.
So, to answer your question, I got an e-ticket online.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 7 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 7 to 10.
OK, thank you. Now, I'd like to ask you about your satisfaction with your journey. So, what would you say you were most satisfied with today?
Well, I like the Wi-Fi on the train. It's improved a lot. It makes it easier for me to work if I want to.
That's the first time today anyone's mentioned that.
Oh.
It's good to get some positive feedback on that.
Mm.
And is there anything you weren't satisfied with?
Well, normally the trains run on time and are pretty reliable, but today there was a delay. The train was about 15 minutes behind schedule.
OK, I'll put that down. Now, I'd also like to ask about the facilities at the station. You've probably noticed that the whole station's been upgraded. What are you most satisfied with?
I think the best thing is that they've improved the amount of information about train times, etc., that's given to passengers. It's much clearer. Before, there was only one board and I couldn't always see it properly, which was frustrating.
That's good. And is there anything you're not satisfied with?
Let's see. I think things have generally improved a lot. The trains are much more modern and I like the new cafe. But one thing is that there aren't enough places to sit down, especially on the platforms.
OK. So I'll put seating down, shall I, as the thing you're least satisfied with?
Yes, OK.
Can I ask your opinion about some of the other facilities?
Mm-hmm.
We'd like feedback on whether people are satisfied, dissatisfied, or neither satisfied nor dissatisfied.
OK.
What about the parking at the station?
Well, to be honest, I don't really have an opinion, as I never use it.
So neither satisfied nor dissatisfied for that, then?
Yes, I suppose so.
OK, and what about the...
That is the end of part one. You now have 1 minute to check your answers to part one.